Caution, Amy uses the F-bomb a couple times in this episode. Enjoy.
Every fact in the universe will fit every other fact in the universe. A lie never did. Never will fit anything but another lie made to fit it. Never, never. Robert Greeningersaw.
Inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
And now, a yak.
Yak?
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years.
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Hope you had a wonderful week.
Hope so as well.
I know. I had a pretty good week this week.
It was busy, but not as busy as the last one, so.
Yeah.
It wasn't too terrible.
Yeah. Anyway, I guess we'll get on with the show.
Yeah. I'm going to miss that intro, though.
You can listen to it anytime you want.
I know, but I like the sound thingy, bite, I don't know, what do you call that? That's in the intro. And then I like the ending one, the whole, it still fits with our kind of movie thing that we got going on.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know, I just like, I'm just toot my own horn.
Okay, well, we did make it, so whatever. Anyway, I've got some twits.
All right, for the twits.
All right, we got Donald Trunt.
Okay.
King Ormy the First, and Richard Nystrom.
Three this week?
Three.
Okay, sounds good for the twits.
So not bad, not bad at all.
Anyways, dear.
I do have some news.
Yes.
As usual.
Do you know?
Well, it's that time of year again.
Okay.
Time for state legislators to start filling their bills for consideration on this year's agenda. And In God We Trust is getting a fair amount of attention this year.
Oh, so you might be busy this year.
Oh, I guarantee I'm going to be busy this year.
Yeah.
As of this recording.
Uh-huh.
There are seven bills that are already on the docket or have been submitted for consideration that are about displaying A Guy We Trust on government property.
Oh, I'm so sick of that.
This doesn't even include the dozen or so bills for special license plates.
What do you mean? What? I thought, what, to put that on them?
Yeah. For the optional license plates in different states.
Right, uh-huh.
Yeah. Bunch of those bills. You see a bunch of those every year because they have to reauthorize them every once in a while.
Oh, uh-huh.
So, I just ignore those.
Yeah.
Because it's already there.
Right.
So, let's go through these bills. So first we have Oklahoma Senate Bill 1016. This bill states that local schools shall place a poster or framed image including In God We Trust in all public schools and state-owned or operated buildings, provided the funds are through voluntary contributions.
So they're just finally catching on the bandwagon of In God We Trust as a nice little, because it's the national monument, loophole to get into public areas, right. Public schools in particular.
Just a little history on this. Mm-hmm. Arkansas passed a law that was exactly like this last year.
I was going to say, this is very familiar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So then we got Oklahoma Senate Bill 1378, okay. Which is almost the exact same bill, except it officially calls it Oklahoma State Capitol National Motto Display Act.
They couldn't come up with a better name than that?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So it's pretty much the same damn thing.
It's the same bill. It just has a little different wording.
It has a longer-ass title.
It officially names it.
Whatever.
Which is weird. The same damn bill.
Uh-huh.
All right. Then we have Alabama House Bill 145. This bill would authorize a display of the national motto, In God We Trust, in or on any public building or public school in the state.
So you really are going to be familiar. Very, very busy.
Very busy.
Because they sound like they're just going apeshit crazy this year.
Okay, you ready for this one?
Okay.
This is Alabama House Bill 228. This bill would permit the use of national motto of In God We Trust by government agencies and offices in and on public buildings, including government office buildings, public school classrooms, and on vehicles.
Jeez. Oh, wow. Now, where was this again? This last one?
This one last.
Alabama.
Uh-huh. I'm not done.
Jeez. Like I said, it's all the crazy states.
Yeah.
Well, no, not just that it's the crazy state. It's the really already religious states, and they're jumping on this, for some reason, this holy roller bandwagon that's been going on this year.
Yeah. So, You ready for more?
No.
South Carolina Bill 4385. The State Board of Education shall develop a standard durable poster on which appears the national motto of the United States, In God We Trust. The motto of the state, Dum Spiro Spero, with its English translation, While I Breathe, I Hope. A copy of the poster must be displayed in all public elementary schools, middle schools, and high school classrooms in the state.
Why don't they just say all public schools?
Yeah, well, it's legal. Must and shall are very important words there. That means you will do this.
You know, honestly, I really see some serious slippage of constitutional things being ignored and just these religious rules being put in place and nothing's being done about it.
Yeah. Well, I'm not done.
Oh, shut up.
Florida Senate Bill 839. Each district shall adopt rules to require in all the schools of the district, in each building, using the district school board or just the display of the state motto, In God We Trust, designated in a conspicuous place.
All right. Translate that again real quick.
You have to put up In God We Trust someplace where everybody can see it.
Wow. Why don't they just make the kids hand out pamphlets?
Because
that's the only thing that's missing.
Yeah. Like I said, this is all based on what Arkansas passed last year.
Uh-huh.
Which
because they got it passed, now everybody else is trying.
I find this completely unacceptable.
You think?
Right. So the original model project is going to be really busy for a little while. In fact, I've done nothing for the past 2 days except for these stupid bills.
Yeah.
Tracking and finding. So there's, pay attention to the original model for a while. This stuff's going to be heavy. But as usual on this show, I always find something worse. And yeah, I did find something worse.
We don't want to hear.
And that came out of the great state of Mississippi.
See, like I said, Bible Belt.
You ready for this?
All right.
Principals and teachers in each public elementary and secondary school of each school district in the state shall display on an appropriately framed background with the minimum dimensions of 11 inches by 14 inches.
Damn.
The Ten Commandments.
Are you effing kidding? Seriously.
You thought I was going to say, In God We Trust.
Don't look at me like that.
You thought I was going to say, In God We Trust.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The Ten Commandments, come on, this isn't church.
Yeah. I'll continue with the bill.
Fine.
The Ten Commandments in each classroom and the following motto of the United States of America in each classroom, school auditorium, school cafeteria, under his or her supervision, In God We Trust.
Why don't they just put it on each of their desk? Because that's pretty much what they want.
I'm not done.
Ugh.
The school board of each district shall require the teachers of that school district to have the Ten Commandments recited aloud at the beginning of the first hour of class each day.
Bullshit.
I agree.
Bull effing shit.
This is the most ridiculous.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Screw the effing.
Yeah, I know. Fucking kidding me? I get it. This is the most unconstitutional law they could have probably ever tried to come up with.
There's no freaking way that this should pass. It's so unconstitutional. It's like, why are we even discussing this?
Now, they did allow that if the teacher or student wanted to opt out, they could.
I don't give a shit. That's shunning the damn kid who wants to opt out. That's bullshit.
I agree.
Oh, here, let's shun this one kid who wants to stand up for his rights.
Yeah, or one teacher.
Or a teacher who doesn't agree with it and allow these people to be bullied, whether it's the teacher by his peers or the student by their peers. I mean, oh my God, this is stupid.
Oh, I agree. I'm pretty well pissed about this. Wow. I mean, this is most ridiculous. I sent this off to the Friendly Atheist. He did a post about it. Uh-huh. And then today, this particular bill blew up all over like all the separation of church and state sites.
Good. Excellent.
So,
I'm glad.
I mean, this is this doesn't even come close to the lemon test.
I mean, I get the In God We Trust, them slipping that in because it's the national motto. I'm total loophole. But the fucking Ten Commandments, are you shitting me? I could just imagine my damn kids sitting in the goddamn class and the freaking teacher is sitting there reading the damn Ten Commandments. And then if my kids, because they're kind of outspoken, say, no, I don't want to listen to this. Okay, child, you can go sit out in the hall. And then now all the other kids are going to beat my kids up or something.
Yeah.
Because they're all the religious, nasty, unmoral people.
Exactly. Which is why I completely oppose this. And this is also why I completely oppose In God We Trust. The original legislation was just about In God We Trust. And they got that passed years ago.
Right.
Right? So I didn't know about it. So now that they've got that wedge in there,
mm-hmm.
they can now put the Ten Commandments in. What's next?
They just can't.
This guy thinks he can.
Well, yeah, that's better. But still, they freaking can't.
No, this will not pass.
You say that. But then again, look where the hell we are right now. We're in this weird nightmare that we can't seem to wake up from. So I'm kind of concerned because shit's passing that you wouldn't have freaking believed 5 years ago. You're like, what the hell? There's no way.
Yeah, I agree. So, like having In God We Trust put in a classroom should have never passed.
No.
Should have never passed.
No.
Because that's an old one where we don't put religious messages in front of children, even if they are the motto.
That's a good point. I didn't think of that, but sure.
But now they're talking Ten Commandments.
Which, to me, just proves the point that In God We Trust is being used as a religious basis.
Oh, absolutely.
Not just this biased national, you know, motto thing. It's Deism. Being used. Thank you. I mean, it's crap. And that right there just proves it.
Yeah. There's no way. It's ridiculous.
And then the reading during class, are you kidding me? This is not Sunday school.
Well.
I mean, we pay taxes, and that's just crap.
I agree.
Not to mention the unconstitutional aspect of it. Maybe the educators who, it's not their doing. If they pass the law, it's not their fault. But these people who are trying to pass this bill, maybe they should go back to school and kind of learn a little bit back up on their constitution. You know, maybe being in the position they're in, they might should have already known that by now, but apparently not.
Speaking of someone who should know what their position entails, okay. I've got another story.
Okay.
God tells judge to interrupt jury.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
The judge said this, that God told him?
Oh, yeah, we'll get into that.
Okay.
A state district judge in Como County said God told him to intervene in jury deliberations to sway jurors to return a not guilty verdict in the trial of a Buddha woman? Buddha?
I think it's supposed to be Buddha.
Buddha? I don't know.
It's spelled Buddha, but it looks like maybe it's supposed to be Buddha.
She was accused of trafficking a teen girl for sex.
Okay, maybe not Buddha.
Judge Jack Robinson apologized to jurors for the interruption, but defended his actions by telling them, when God tells me I gotta do something, I gotta do it.
Oh, my God. So, wait, what state is this county in? Because you did I tell missed us that. State.
I don't know.
Really?
It's a southern state. I know that much.
Are you sure? Are you just being a little judgmental there?
I'm pretty sure it's a southern state.
How did you not get the state?
I thought I'd written it down.
But, okay, okay, continue.
Anyway, the jury went against the judge's wishes, finding Gloria Romero Perez guilty of continuous trafficking of a person and later sentenced her to 25 years in prison. They did, however, find her not guilty of a separate charge of sale or purchase of a child.
Okay, so back up the choo-choo here a little bit.
Okay.
So they were going to give a guilty verdict, right?
More than likely.
On the trafficking.
Yeah. Trafficking a teen girl for sex.
Okay, so were they going to say not guilty on that or guilty?
I don't know.
Or did we not know?
We don't know.
Then what was he interrupting before they got to give an answer?
Yeah, they were talking about it. They were like in the back room. They were talking about it, you know, during deliberations, right?
Okay.
And he goes in and says, you know, I really think you should give a not guilty verdict to this. Wait. Is basically what he said.
Okay, so whether God told him or Santa told him, is he allowed to go into that room in the first place?
No, he is
not. Okay, let alone giving his damn opinion.
Right.
Okay, just checking.
That's the whole point.
Okay. Well, I was going with the God thing, but okay.
Robinson, who presides in Hayes and Caldwell counties, did not respond to the message left with his court coordinator, who said the case is still pending. Robinson is scheduled to return to the bench on January 31st. So, nothing's going to happen to this guy, probably.
That's where I was just about to say. What the hell? Why is this man not being reprimanded and allowed to sit on the bench continuing to judge cases?
I don't know. I think this is wrong. He broke into the jury. Well, he walked into the jury's office, jury deliberation, and influenced the jury.
Well, as I was going to say, there's twofold here. One, he's influencing the jury, which so illegal. And two, the guy said he talked to freaking God about the answer. Hello, maybe we need to do a little mental check real quick.
Rubber room?
Yeah, fine. I mean, stick him in the rubber room and skip the mental check. That would be fine with me. But the fact that he's not being reprimanded in anyway? Not even at least a warning or something?
Yeah, there needs to be some sort of censure.
I mean, a warning is crap, but still, at least it's something.
He needs something, because judges should not do that, even if their voice in their head told them to. Well especially if the voice in their head told them to.
Even if nobody, no voices, no whatever is telling them, just the fact of going into that room and voicing their opinion, period, is a no-no.
Oh, exactly.
So, besides the whole I'm a nut talking to God kind of thing and he answers me back kind of thing. So, whatever.
All right.
Anyways,
you know how I'm always about separation of church and state?
Yeah.
I found one where I may be going the opposite direction.
Wait, what? I don't understand.
Okay. I may be for a little mixing of church and state in this instance.
Okay, I'm confused.
Because the cannabis pastor is running for office.
Okay, continue.
The pastor of a marijuana-based church will run for Weld County, Colorado commissioner as a Republican. Brandon Baker, who's 39, who in 13 sued to stop the state's pot DUI law from being enacted, says he will campaign for the at-large county council commissioner's seat up for election in November 2018 and could face off against incumbent Commissioner Steve Marino, also a Republican in the June primary.
So, he's a cannabis seller?
No.
User? Happy guy?
Pastor.
Wait, what the hell is a cannabis pastor?
We'll get into that.
Okay.
He cites partisan rhetoric as his reason for entering the race. He says, I'm running on the seriousness, dedication, and determination I use to solidify a respectful and responsible cannabis sacraments church of God.
So this is the pot church.
Mm-hmm.
That one would be fun.
Baker says he spent 15 years as a stonemason and studied law, but has not yet completed his degree.
A stonemason?
Stoned mason? I don't know. I couldn't pass it up.
Okay.
He's worked for law offices as a process server and has run the Green Faith Ministry Church and Charity in Nunn since 2009.
The Green Faith.
The organization's website says it's the first federally and state-approved marijuana-based church in the United States. The church's sulfur focuses on cannabis.
Sulfur. Focus.
Yes.
Sound like you said sulfur.
Sulfur, cannabis, same thing. And it has detailed rules based on the substance, including the idea that the church must maintain a six-month supply of marijuana in case of natural disaster.
Uh-huh. For what, the whole congregation or just...
You know, I wish I had found this church for... I can't believe you fell for that.
Well, that's what I'm sitting here thinking about. So seriously, is it 6 months supply for all the...
That's, I guess, enough for all the parishioners.
Okay.
That's a
buttload of...
Yeah. That's a load of weed. Yeah.
Depending on how many they got, which I'm going to go with probably a lot.
Yeah. Members of the Green Faith hold one and only one sacrament as sacred, that is cannabis, according to the church writings online. We have only one ceremony, that is the pipe ceremony. Without cannabis, our prayer pipe ceremony cannot take place.
God, this must be such a fun church. Oh my God, I'd be eating everything and laughing my ass off.
Oh, man.
I so want to try this church.
I would probably be in the back pew contemplating the meaning of life.
I'd just be laughing my ass off the whole time. They wouldn't get one word in.
Exactly. So, it's got to be a fun place. I don't know.
Oh, I so want to try that. That's funny.
Like I said,
I would have thought to put the two together.
I would allow some mixing of church and state in this instance.
They got to be happy or really mellow and quiet.
Yeah, either way, I'm good.
I don't know. You don't usually get mean potheads, do you?
It's usually really happy or really mellow. I've never seen a mean pothead.
See? Pot's better than liquor. Oh, I don't know. I like liquor, too, but it can be better. But no, I like liquor. Sorry. Going with liquor.
All right. That's fine.
Anyways.
You're not talking to somebody else around here, are you? You know, this is me. You remember me? George Bailey.
Our Bailey.
Well, I've got an interesting Bailey Award because I was hesitant to hand out this Bailey Award.
I like the Bailey Award. Yeah.
U.S. Congressman Mark Walker, a Republican from North Carolina, released a statement Saturday on his refusal to accept a salary during the government shutdown. You know about the government shutdown.
I don't think anybody doesn't know.
He says, as long as 100,000 active duty servicemen and women based in North Carolina are defending our freedom with no pay, The very least I can do is lead by example with my letter to the CAO of Congress refusing my salary as well.
Well, that's very nice of him.
That is very nice of him, mostly.
Yeah, I know.
I was hesitant to give this because to me it feels like a political ploy.
So I was going to say that sounds more like vote for me, vote for me. So I'm not so sure this is a Bailey worthy person.
Yeah, that's why I was so iffy on giving him. I'm almost going to give, but I think I'm going to give him a Bailey Potter.
Ooh, that's an interesting one. A Bailey / Potter.
So
that's kind of cool.
I am an old man. Most people hate me, but I don't like them either, so that makes it all even.
So, we do have our first official Bailey Potter Award.
Correct. The idea was a good idea, but the actual meaning behind it is a Potter jerk.
Yeah, because on his tweet, he actually put the hashtag Schumer shutdown.
Oh, uh-huh.
So, I'm pretty sure he wasn't very... While he may have been... serious about the pay,
right,
but his reasoning I think is wrong, because he's one of the reasons we're in a shutdown, because he's trying his party mm-hmm. is using CHIP and military as political ploys, which these things were easily fixed without a government shutdown.
Yep, a long time ago.
Yeah.
And yeah, no, I completely agree.
Yeah.
It would have been nice if it was genuine, though. I mean, there's not enough of that.
I think he would have actually done it.
No, I know. I think he meant that as far as, you know, on behalf of them. And I just, you know, think it's not right to take pay, blah, blah, blah. But there's always a hidden agenda, you know?
Right. Yeah. It was just they didn't want to deal with DACA. Mm-hmm. So they threw in CHIP. And the problem was CHIP could have been fixed 6 months ago and should have been fixed 6 months ago with a single bill. Mm-hmm. Right. Active duty servicemen and women could have been paid with a single bill, mm-hmm. and then they could have gone on and taken care of the budget like they should.
Right.
But they don't. They want to use these as political toys.
Yeah.
And that's what pisses me off. Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
Well, that's our first Bailey Potter person. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's an accomplishment on itself.
Well, I suppose so. Because he very well might have, you know... meant what he said, but with a side agenda, you know?
Yeah.
Doesn't make the first part not what he, you know, means, but it also means, hey, I can also kind of profit on this as well. It's a great idea and it's something I should do, but there's no reason I shouldn't make a little something on the side.
Exactly. You
know? It's that kind of an idea.
Yeah.
But, it's weird, though, a Bailey Potter, which is not terrible for our last one.
No. Well, I don't know. We may
next week, I don't see us doing a Potter Bailey anything, are we?
I'm not sure yet. I haven't figured out next week's show yet.
Have to think about that.
I've thought about maybe having a Super Potter or a Super Bailey if I found one, but we'll see.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So, I think liquor should be involved.
Yeah, one of our fans actually suggested that a Drunk Amy show would be so much fun.
I think I would like that as well.
I'm thinking a High Robert show might be fun.
We do have that as well, because we can in this state. So, ha!
Yeah, so, again, if you want to...
Ooh, I should do both, or is that bad?
That's not a good idea.
Okay, never mind.
As I was saying, if you want to leave us a goodbye voicemail that we can play on the air... you can call us at 704-802-YAK. That's 9255.
Okay, if you say it is.
It is. I've
So, I can't do both?
No.
What about your secondhand smoke? I'm sitting right next to you, you know.
We'll think about it.
My liquor stays in my glass. Well, until I drink it. But your smoke won't.
Probably not.
So, it's a bad thing, huh?
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Maybe we should look it up first.
Maybe our fans who are more experienced in these things can let us know.
Yeah, we're not exactly what you would call potheads in any shape or form. Even though this is the place that you can do it. And holy moly, do some people really love the fact that it's legal here.
Yes, yes, yes.
But I'm sticking with my liquor.
Anyway, I think that's all the yakking I got for you tonight.
I think I'm good. I might go have a glass of wine.
Okay. We always like to hear your feedback, so leave us a voicemail at 704-802-YAK or an email at podcast@secularyakking.com.
More input.
All comments are welcome. We like to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. You also can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Google+.
If you like our show, head over to your podcast directory of choice and leave us a 5-star review. If you really like the show, support the show on our Patreon page.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And we'll be back next week with more yakking to please your eardrums.
Bye-bye, boys!
Have fun storming the castle!
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Bye-bye! Bye.
Shoo-bop.
Shoo-bop, shoo-wada-wada.
Yippity-boom-da-boom. Chang chang changity chang shabop dip di dip di dip di wop a doobie doo boogie woody 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 shooby wop shawop shana na 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 yippity dip di doo. What? I remember it. We did it in high school.
Well, that's going in the show.